original.
Welcome to Completely Unoriginal. This is episode 17. I'm your host, Steve, and we're going to strip this episode down. So basically, it's just going to be me here, and it's going to have a bit of a feel like episode 1 did, where I was just talking and kind of detailing about what the podcast was going to be about, and just kind of getting the insight into who I am and why I'm doing this, and also it kind of brings back this intimate feel, where it's just you and me. So whoever you are listening, I hope you've been following us along, and I hope that maybe we've made you laugh a few times, and maybe even given a little bit of insight into who you are, and maybe make you think deeply about certain kind of things, like certain issues that we've talked about, or certain philosophical things that we've said. So that's going to come up a little bit later on. First, I'm going to get into the old, you know, normal stuff, video games. It's been a while, I'm sorry, it's been a month since we've done this. You know, we all have obligations and work, and it's harder and harder to get schedules to line up, but I'm going to go into that a little bit later on. First off, we're just going to get into the normal stuff. So video games, I finally beat XCOM after about 3 months. It's a phenomenal game. It's a turn-based kind of real-time strategy game. I wouldn't really say real-time. Yeah, sort of. But it's kind of turn-based, but it has this sense to it that it's very RPG. And it's interesting because you can have all these different types of soldiers and give them names and name them after your friends, and the difficulty level of this game is just so frustrating at times. Like, it's an actual legitimately hard game, and that's what makes it interesting, because you keep going into it and you want to beat it, and you don't want your guys to die, and at certain points you become very attached to the characters because they're yours. You have created them, and you've given them these abilities, and you've given them armor to protect them and weapons to use against these aliens, and you kind of get this emotional attachment to some of them. So I found myself in certain times where a soldier were to die, and I named him after my friends, so that was a little bit more of an attachment, which you shouldn't really do. It's like when you are seeing like a broken-legged critter on the road or whatever. This is a bad analogy, but when you see like that, you always tell the person not to name them, because then you become attached. But I did just that, and I named them after my friends. And so when some of them would die, I was like, no, I can't handle this. I'm going to reload this save, and they're going to live, damn it. I'm going to make them live. So eventually I beat the game, and I have to say the story isn't as well developed as I would have liked, but I can't really complain, seeing as it's so diverse. And the main attraction to me of the game is the fact that you kind of weave your own narrative into it. You kind of make the stories, and each level is different. So the way I played it is going to be different than the way you play it. And the levels and missions that you get are going to be different than the ones that I've got. And you're not going to make the same choices that I have made. Maybe you'll buy different guns and different armors that affect your soldiers in different ways and give them different abilities. And so it's very unique in that sense. And that's what I really enjoyed with this game. Like I said, the story was a bit lacking. I like the ending. And what made me go back, and what makes me go back to a bunch of games when I do go back to them, because I don't really normally go back, but one of the games that I do is because of the gameplay. And something that this game has that just no other game has is just the frustrating difficulty and the attraction that this is my story. It's my narrative that I've woven throughout each mission and throughout all the characters that have died and who've lived and progressed. And that's what I really found interesting. And currently I'm still working on my back catalog of games that I've played, or games that I bought during the summer, sorry. And now I'm on Tomb Raider, the reboot Tomb Raider. And I've only played about half an hour to an hour of it so far, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying the new take that they've brought into this reboot. I'm enjoying how they kind of portrayed Lara Croft and made her an actual developed character. She's not some damsel in distress or just some woman with large breasts that people can gawk at while they're playing. No, she's an actual fully realized character who has fears, who has, these personal traits. And one thing I really enjoyed with it that it kind of harks back to Assassin's Creed 3 is kind of the hunting of it. The way that you can go about to survive, because this is a survival game. And I like the way that you need to, hunt for food and get shelter and all those things. They really draw me into this game. As well, the main attraction for it was that it was essentially a Uncharted game for Xbox. Being an Xbox player, I never got to play the great games that are on the PlayStation consoles, and most notably is Uncharted. I never got to play that, and this is basically the closest thing an Xbox player can get to an Uncharted game, is what I'm told. So I'm really enjoying it so far. On to comics. I finished reading X-Men Battle of the Atom. This was one that I talked about recently, and it's the 50th anniversary of the X-Men, and so they did this whole crossover issue between all the X-Men ongoings, or between most of the X-Men ongoings that are currently in place. And I felt that it was a 10-issue arc, and maybe it should have been a little bit less because it really seemed to drag on near the end. Like, I understand that's the way it's supposed to go, and it just seemed very convoluted and a bit of a bit confusing when you're reading it and you're like, oh, so this guy's now the bad guy, and that guy's the good guy, and these guys are from the future, but these guys are from the past, and these actually aren't who they say they are. Okay, and then it just ends. And I appreciate the ending changing up the status quo of X-Books right now. I appreciate what they did at the end. I just felt like if that was the ending and that was what it was all for, that status quo shift, they could have cut out a bit of the fat and made it a little bit of a smaller arc, maybe made it a little bit more intimate. But other than that, I love the fact that there's a lot of homages to the X-Men's years, a lot of quotes that were said, a lot of the way it was drawn, and in certain scenes, it really harkened back to a bunch of the classic X-Men books that have been released that a lot of people remember. And one of the main issues that we've missed in the past month is Marvel announced that Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, as well as Jessica Jones are all going to have their individual shows on Netflix, as well as they're all going to come together in a miniseries called The Defenders, also on Netflix. And I thought this was a great idea because Daredevil has been one of these superheroes that I've countlessly said would work really well for television. The fact that you have this lawyer by day, superhero by night, you can have the drama of all the happenings in the justice system and the court system when he's, Matt Murdock. And then at night, you can get all the criminal activity. And a lot of that stuff can kind of woven into the same story. So he can get like a criminal and then try and prosecute him by day. And I like that idea. As well as Iron Fist and Luke Cage are both, all these characters are really street, like, really down-to-earth street characters. So it really works in this dark setting where it's taking place. And Hell's Kitchen, which for those that don't know, is where Daredevil and most of these characters take place. And it's a very dark and gritty, gang-ridden, like, side of New York. And I feel that really needs to be looked at. And I like the idea of going with Netflix instead of, like, ABC or Fox, because Netflix won't give as many restrictions as the other things normally would. And another thing that I'm hoping is that this all culminates with the Marvel Cinematic Universe that is taking place with the Avengers, with Iron Man, and all that Hollywood stuff that's going on the silver screen. So that's really good. I hope more shows and more characters maybe some B-side characters that not many people know of, can be developed this way with these shows, and then ultimately collaborate with maybe, like, the Avengers 3 or the Avengers 4, or however many, but just later on down in the future. A character I'm hoping eventually goes on the small screen is Moon Knight. I've read a lot of people on the internet say that Moon Knight would be, an amazing character to be portrayed on the TV screen, and I have to agree. Essentially, to those who don't know, Moon Knight, if I were to summarize him real quickly, he's essentially Batman, but he has multiple personality disorders. So, and a lot of those, he thinks he's other superheroes. So you have some parts of him thinking that he's Spider-Man or Deadpool or, you know, so on and so forth. So he's an interesting kind of hero because he has the essence of Batman, where he's in that way. But he's kind of has this infliction. And talking about having multiple personality disorders, that's what I'm going to get into at the end of this. That's our main issue. I haven't really talked about a lot of societal issues in these past few episodes. I know we've brushed up on them in episode 5 with Guilty Pleasures, as well as episode 12, or I think it's 13, where we were saying that if you're not really enjoying your life and you're not really doing something that makes you happy, then you should quit doing what you're doing and start doing something that makes you happy so you can fulfill your life. And it's those small things that I hope you as listeners have picked up on and thought to yourself, well, yeah, maybe I should be doing something that makes me happy. Maybe I should be doing something that makes me more fulfilled. And so it's one of the issues that I'm going to try and get into at the end of this. Now that that's out of the way, to those who don't know, this has actually been kind of like a year process for me. And I know most of you are going to look onto the webpage and say, hey, Steve, I don't know if you can count, but episode 1, 2, and 3 went up in February. So maybe you should learn to, you know, count. And that's not entirely the case. I recorded the first pilot episode at the end of November of last year. And then episode 2 and 3, I recorded at the beginning of January. And it wasn't until February that I finally posted them. And the reason why that was because I was looking at the entire process of creating a podcast and doing it, and what would be the most beneficial and efficient way for me to do it. Because I wasn't exactly financially set at spending a whole bunch of money on equipment, as well as hosting fees and all that stuff. And I was able to find an affordable route by, I think it was $20 or $15, hosting it on Jellycast, and then using Blogger to, you know, go through the whole website and buying the domain for $10. So it really worked out that way, but it took a considerable while to finally get everything all together. And eventually, when I did want to start this, I wanted to have a sort of already back catalog of episodes that people would listen to. Hence why I waited to record the 3 episodes and then finally upload them in February. So this has really been like a year process for me. And I was hoping, like I said in the first episode, the reason I did this was because this was probably the best, you know, positive coping mechanism that I could do. At the time that I started this, back in November, I had just gotten out of a long relationship that had developed over many years. And I like to think about it in a way where I'm in my early 20s right now, and it lasted about a quarter of my life. And it took part in one of the most highly developmental part of a human being's, you know, growth. When you're an adolescent, you're starting to learn and starting to think about the world in a different way than when you were as a kid, and you're starting to struggle and see that the world isn't all sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. And you kind of, you know, bad things happen when you're a teenager sometimes, and you don't really make the best choices as a teen. That I noticed, and that was probably one of the best decisions I made as a teenager was that relationship, because it helped develop me as a person and who I am. And last November was when that kind of ended, and like a new part of my life started to form. And I wasn't really in the best place to kind of do things. And I was talking in the pilot about the positive and negative coping mechanisms. And most people, you know, really go to rock bottom. They go to the alcohol, they go to drugs, you know, cocaine, you know, I don't know. But I decided that I needed a good positive coping mechanism, which is why I wanted to do this. I was starting to get into a few podcasts, and I liked the way that they were affecting me. And I liked the way that they were making me reevaluate my life, as well as kind of see the bright side of things. And I've always wanted to help people. That's what I always take joy in. I take joy in, you know, talking to people, being sociable, and kind of helping a person if he or she has a problem that I could help with. I always want to try and do good for people. And I thought the best way to do that for me, as well as be creative and have this creative outlet, was to do this podcast. And I've really enjoyed it over the last year. I know I've kind of failed with the whole, you know, being on time and doing a weekly or monthly, or, you know, having this structure. I know I failed at that, and I can only apologize a countless amount of times before it gets better. But I've really enjoyed what this process has done for me, as well as the way I've interacted with more people, and people that I may not have interacted with before. I love the people I've talked to because their mindsets are different than mine, and we have these discussions that I wouldn't normally have discussions with or about. And it makes me kind of open up to different ideas and to try and keep an open mind. Because a lot of these topics that I do want to get into, or that we have gotten into, I know we haven't really done as many deep societal issues that I've wanted to, because we're so wrapped up in the ridiculous, fun, you know, comic video game side of everything, which I enjoy. I enjoy because it makes me laugh, and it makes me happy talking to my friends about this stuff. But when we do get into those deep societal issues, or maybe a little bit more serious stuff, like what Jake was talking about in the one episode recently, about how he wished nudity wasn't really that big of a deal. He wished it was a little bit more tasteful, and not just like frowned upon in that way. And I really liked when he said that, because I agree in those aspects. And I think people really need to kind of step outside of their comfort zones and step outside of their boxes and kind of see the world through other perspectives. Because, you know, there's that saying where, oh, each side has two stories, or, you know that saying. I'm kind of butchering it right now. I'm sorry. But there is that saying, and I kind of see it a different way. You know, there's countless sides to one story. You know, you could have two people in a fight, and you could take the one person's side as well as the second person's side, but then there's also the people that those people interact with, as well as the people that have viewed, you know, the confrontation. So the story can change depending upon who that person tells, and then you've got their kind of view on it. So there's all these different perspectives, and you bring history and all the stuff in. And I like looking at situations through this kind of viewpoint. And I wish society would as well. I wish society would take some of these deeper issues and look at it through other people's views, rather than just this black and white, you're wrong, you should go to jail, you're fucking sick and disturbing, you know? I wish that people could look at it through multiple viewpoints to see how it affects other people, rather than just, you know, just themselves. And sometimes it doesn't even affect themselves, but they have this way. Some of these people are so self-absorbed that they have this way of making everything about themselves. And I wish that they would just open up and realize that they're being an asshole, and that they should, you know, kind of look at it through other people's eyes. So it has been a year since this has kind of started for me. And I kind of noticed, even talking to it like this from how it was back in the pilot episode. I feel a little bit more comfortable. I'm a little bit more comfortable talking to 2,000s. Well, it's not even thousands. Like, I don't know the exact numbers of viewers or listeners there are, but it doesn't really matter to me. Like Walter White said in the last episode, I did it for me. And I love you for your following along and for enjoying this and for listening and maybe taking it all in. But at the end of the day, if I'm not enjoying it myself, I wouldn't be doing this. So I did this for me, and I've really liked what it's accomplished for me so far, how satisfying it is to kind of talk about things that I wouldn't talk about. And just this entire process has been good for me because it's kind of made me see that, you know, not everything is so easy as you think it were to be. Like, at the beginning, I thought, oh, I'll just, you know, I'll record it and then I'll put it up on the internet. Should be easy. And then I go into the extra process and I'm like, oh, I have to get a host? And wait, oh, where are these files? Oh, God, I gotta upload these somewhere, and then I gotta put it to this thing so I can upload it on this thing, and then iTunes comes in by taking this feed burner thing and putting it over there, and if that doesn't work, then it all goes down. And if the Flash Player thing doesn't embed properly, then no one can hear it unless they download it. Well, shit. I guess it's a lot harder than I thought it would be. And then that created the whole process of, you know, taking 3 months to finally get the 3 episodes up and to really start it. And then follow the 3 episodes was, you know, a month wait or 2 months wait, whatever it was, to starting up again. And the reason for that is, you know, I like saying right now I'm in a quote-unquote transitional phase in my life, where most of you know, if you've been listening to previous episodes, I'm living back at home. And I'm kind of in between where my life was in London and where my life is going into this other bigger place. You know, we try not to kind of say where we are and really, you know, base it like that. And right now I feel like I'm in this transitional phase, and I've been in it for a while, and I'm still not comfortable in it, to be honest. But just getting everyone together and getting everyone's schedules together, because I'm here and then Jake is back at his home, and Jones and Balls and you know, the other people like Jeremy and Dave and Matt, we're all in different places now, and it's quite a drive. Like, I actually literally have to drive when we go to do this. So it's kind of a toll on me because I'm already driving for work when I commute. And my drives, to those who don't know, my drives are about an hour and 45 minutes. And I know at this point you're saying, Steve, you're fucking insane. Okay, just fucking move and don't be such a dumbass. And I agree, yeah, it's kind of a dumbass thing. But, you know, sometimes you have to make sacrifices and you have to do things that you may not want to do initially for the greater benefit. And I know my life's going to pay for this. Like, I know I'm going to benefit from this later on down my life, so I'm going to deal with it right now. But doing these podcasts forces me to actually get up and get out and be active and, you know, kind of be sociable with my friends and see them more rather than just stay, you know, as a shut-in here. Kind of alone and secluded from people that I normally like to be around. Like, for the last month, I haven't really gone out other than to work, and I haven't really been sociable with that many people. I've been feeling like a shut-in, and with winter and, you know, 6 p.m., it's now dark, it really gets to you. It really affects you mentally, as well as physically. So that's what I've enjoyed with this, is the fact that it's positively helped me as a coping mechanism in dealing with my struggles that I have, as well as it forces me to actually maintain connections with people. And it's not just like, oh, well, it's not like a work thing, like, oh, gotta go record another podcast. Fuck. It's more like I get to spend time with friends that I haven't seen in a while and I've missed. And, you know, some of them have kind of made it known that, you know, I've kind of put a podcast first, and it is true because I really like doing it, and I like having this sort of accomplishment in my life where I keep something going. And sometimes it does get in the way because I don't really have a lot of time when I do see them. And when I do actually drive that way, it's I try and kind of compact everything into one. So it's like a hangout day as well as a recording day. And sometimes things happen and schedules change and, you know, you lose track of time or you get late or you go late and things push other things back. So a lot of times we don't really have enough time to hang out even afterwards. So most of it is just the podcast. And I hate having that negative aspect, and I hate kind of, you know, making people feel like they're being used, in a sense. I hope I haven't really made anyone feel used, but if they have, I apologize for that. And I just hope that maybe, if there's any problems, that being close friends, we'd be able to talk about it. Because that's one thing I enjoy with being close, have a close-knit group of friends, is the fact that you hope there are no secrets between them. And you hope that if you're being an asshole, then they'll call you out on it. Not out of sheer hate, not out of, you know, not out of any, like, negative emotions towards you, but for the fact that they love you. And they want you to know that you're being an asshole in this moment. And so far, no one's called me out as being an asshole, so I have to assume I'm not. but yeah, that's the main issue that we have, is just trying to get everyone's schedules together, because Jake works at a factory and, you know, I work where I work doing the long drives, and, you know, it's just getting all these times together and getting everyone together is just the most difficult part of this whole process. And I know it would be easier if we all lived in the same area, but again, you have to play the game with the cards that you're dealt. And so getting that out of the way, I really want to get into this main issue where I mentioned earlier. I mentioned with Moon Knight, multiple personality disorders, and that brought on to the topic earlier that I've been thinking about, concerning mental illnesses. And this initially started for me when, a few months ago, or actually just a month ago, when I started noticing all the breast cancer awareness stuff. Now, I'm not trying to bash breast cancer awareness, but if you are so self-absorbed, you can't get out of one mindset and you can't see another person's point of view, stop listening. I need you to be open. I need you to see other people's viewpoints and to understand that I'm not against anything. I just wish society would kind of open up towards other things because there are more than just one thing happening. And so during the breast cancer awareness, I noticed that, like, there's a whole bunch of pink, and actually doing some research into it, most of the profits don't even go into the actual research of breast cancer curing, like the research development of curing breast cancer. I think it's only about 40% I think it's like 40% or less of the profits go into that, which is utter bullshit. Most of the profits just go to maintaining the foundation and continually bringing awareness. And I think everyone is aware of breast cancer right now. I'm not saying that as a hurtful thing. It's good. People should be aware of it because it is one of the leading cancers that is taking lives. But it's not the top one. And I think at this point, everyone should be aware of it. And I think we should shift our awareness to other things that kind of need people to be aware about and need people to understand and to change their viewpoints on. And one of the ones was mental illnesses. Because whenever you talk about a mental illness like depression or multiple personality disorders or bipolar disorders, you have all these different issues. And a lot of times, the stigma of society is just so... I can't really think of the word for this, but it's not depressing, but I dislike the way society kind of views these illnesses. You know, a lot of the times we kind of shush it away, and if it's brought up, it's like a big fucking deal. And it's like, oh God, it's like someone killed someone. It's like, oh, we can't talk about this because that's not what people should talk about. And going back to the pilot episode, I think this is one of those issues that society really does need to talk about. I think we need more awareness on mental illnesses and all of them, because they do affect a lot of people in different ways, and we can't really, you know, identify them as easily. And that's one of the things I've noticed and I've thought about, actually, is how does someone know if they have a mental illness? Like, how do I know if I have a mental illness? How do you, the listener, know if you have a mental illness? Because I can't really think of a way where I can just go, yep, I'm crazy. I have bipolar disorder. Yep, I totally have that. Like, self-diagnosing isn't helpful. And I think if symptoms were more aware and people were more aware of the different types of mental disorders, then maybe the stigma can go away. And one of the things I wish is that people would kind of drop the fucking bad vibes on getting help. You know, I understand that nobody wants to admit to being broken, and nobody wants to admit to not being, like, a full human, and that's the main essence of it, is that a lot of people view it as, oh, you're some broken China doll in the fucking corner, and, oh, you need to get glue and mend yourself up. No, you're broken. You should stay broken. I don't want anything to do with you. And that kind of attitude really pisses me off. And it doesn't help society in any way. And I wish people, even people with disorders, didn't really have that feeling of being broken and feeling like they're less than a human being. Because they're just as much influential for other people as like a normal person. And I hate saying, like, normal person, because everyone's a normal person. We just have different flaws. And that may be just, like, someone's flaw. And it's just this terrible stigma of making someone feel less and inferior to other people. And it really doesn't help them kind of... It doesn't help them get the help that they truly need. Because a lot of people, when you talk to them, you say, well, I think... You may have an issue. I think you may have, like, a disorder. I think something might be wrong with you. I think you should get yourself checked. And you can say it from the bottom of your heart, but that person is going to take it as a huge insult and view it as you calling them a freak or you calling them, like a broken, dilapidated person. And that shouldn't be the case, because it should be coming out of love for you telling this person that they should get help. But because our society is so wrapped up in making it seem like getting help's a failing point. Like, if you have to get help at your life, then you're fucking failing it and you should go kill yourself. And I really frown upon that kind of viewpoint. I don't agree that a person should ever feel like they're failing at their life or even like they're less than another person or they're worth less than another person, because that doesn't help them anyway, and it doesn't help us change. So that's one of the things that I felt I really wanted to talk about, is just this fact that mental illnesses really need to be more aware, or they need to be brought to more people's attention, because they do affect a lot of people's lives. And, you know, how do you know whether someone has a mental illness or not? I honestly can't tell. And I know you probably can't tell either. I know the simplest way that you could think of is, oh, well, if they're like crazy on the street asking for money, then, you know, they got an illness, which isn't always the case. And so I think we should, you know, kind of bring attention to these other things. You know, we are aware of breast cancer. Can't we start being aware of other things that kind of affect other people's lives? I think we should. I think we should take this opportunity to start thinking about other people. And that's one thing I found interesting, was most of the time people are only into charities if it's affecting their lives and their lives only. Like, if one of your relatives has a certain cancer, then you're going to look into that certain cancer's research and, you know, fundraising. But why does it have to be that way? Like, why does a person only have to be involved into helping others if it affects them in some huge manner? You know? Like, I don't understand why we're not going to change anything unless it affects us personally. You know, that kind of viewpoint and that kind of thinking is very self-absorbed and selfish. I think we need to start thinking about other people and thinking that other diseases affect other people's lives. And, you know, this is where we need to start putting ourselves in other people's shoes and putting ourselves in their lives and understanding what they've gone through and what kind of person they are because of the difficulties that they've had to struggle through. And that's kind of the whole issue with the mental illnesses. So just to reiterate, I don't like the fact that people feel broken and like they're I don't like the fact that people feel broken and like they're a China doll because of the way society treats mental illnesses. You know, I like the idea that social media has these days where I know Bell and Rogers had a few, message or hashtag, talk or I forget what it was, but it was for a single day, and then because of how many tweets there were, donations were put into like mental illness foundations. And I like that idea, but I dislike the fact that it's only for one day. And I think these big corporations should really do something else to benefit people, because they're already draining us dry for our money. Might as well put it to some good fucking use rather than your pockets. You know, let's take the community's money and put it into helping the community, helping other people who deserve second chances, because maybe they haven't really thought that they needed help. And that's pretty much the main issue that I wanted to discuss in this episode. So just to finally wrap it all up, my final say on this is, it's been a year of this entire process for me, and I really appreciate what it's done for me, and I really appreciate doing this, and I feel so satisfied just talking like this, and I feel so comfortable talking like this. And I know I take a lot of pauses, and I'm still trying to get the words in my head. I've got like a very skeleton of a layout of what I wanted to say, and I've kind of hit all the points. But I hope when I go back and, you know, reevaluate and kind of listen to it and compare it to how it was in episode one, then I'll be able to realize that I feel more comfortable talking, and I feel more comfortable in being who I am and in kind of expressing myself in this kind of creative way that I have with Completely Unoriginal. And I know in the first episode I've talked about doing animations as well as, Let's Plays. And those haven't happened yet, and I'm sorry, you know, I fail at those things. I haven't failed. I haven't really started those yet, but it's still one of those ambitions that I do have. It's one of those creative outlets that I do want to take myself into. I just haven't really found a manner of doing it. Like I said, it took me 3 months to finally get these first three episodes uploaded. I don't know how long it's going to take to actually go through the final processes of maybe animating or doing a Let's Play. As well as, like I said, I'm in a transitional phase, and my life's kind of headed into this direction, kind of away from people that I know and normally hang around and, you know, do this podcast and other creative things with. And so I hope I can still keep this going in some manner when that move finally comes, whenever that is. Somewhere down the line, I haven't even thought about it. But yeah, just so you know, I do think about this podcast, and I do think about actually whether or not I'm doing any good for people. And I hope I am. I hope you listening to this has made you think like, oh, maybe I should, you know, do something. Maybe I should get up and go. Maybe I should record my own podcast. I hope you do. I hope you do whatever makes you happy, and I hope you do whatever makes you creative, because your life is what you make it, and you only get one, and if you're not happy in it, then what the fuck is the point? You know, like I was saying to someone the other day, why can't you just be happy with your life? And there's really no reason that a person shouldn't be happy with their life. And if it's for a certain reason, then maybe you should just figure that out in some way. It's not easy. I know it isn't. But you need to figure it out, because you should be happy in your life. That should be the end goal of all of this. You know, whatever you want out of your life, go do it. And as long as you're not hurting anyone or affecting anyone in a negative manner, then who the fuck cares what they think? You know, as long as it's not like a negative thing where it's completely destroying you, as long as it makes you fulfilled and happy, truly happy, I say do it. You know, whether it's, you know, playing video games or reading comics or playing sports or, you know, whatever job you work at, if you enjoy it, I really do think people should enjoy their jobs. And that's kind of what all this is about. You know, we have the laughs, we have the pop culture nonsense, we have the ridiculousness, we have the nerdy centric episodes. A lot of the episodes are nerdy centric, where we talk about video games and comics, but then I like the episodes where we can go back and get to a good deep point where we say something and it kind of makes people think differently and think openly and want to change their lives for a better reason. And I do plan to kind of cross off a bunch of the lists I have. Like in episode one, I mentioned that I have taboo topics that I want to talk about, and they were issues that society has kind of shunned, and mental illnesses was one of them, so I can cross that off finally. But I do have this list, and I will get to it eventually, because these are issues that I'm still curious about, and I'm curious about other people's opinions and seeing their viewpoints, because everyone's different in their own unique way, but then everyone's also the same. It's weird. You know, I say everyone's unique, and we are, but then as people, we're not. Like, a lot of people are very similar in a lot of ways, which is good, because it makes us, you know, involved with one another. It makes us get into groups, and it makes us, you know, a community. And so I hope you've learned something in this episode. I didn't plan for this episode to run so long, but that's kind of what's been going on with me, and what's been going on with the other people, as well as this podcast. And I really, truly appreciate you listening, and you're kind of helping me in a sense. So give yourself a pat on the back, because you've kind of made me feel like a better person, and you've helped me in a huge positive way. You know, I could be doing something so negative like crack cocaine, like Rob Ford, or like a negative coping mechanism like cutting myself, which is another topic, taboo topic, that I will get into later on when I have a bigger group. And I'm doing something that makes me happy, makes me fulfilled. I'm in a career that I love, no matter what sacrifices I have to make for it, and I have a hobby that I enjoy, and I really appreciate you listening, and I really appreciate being able to help you if I have. So please, if you have any comments, you know, it's an internet age. There's always a way to contact us. We have an email. You can go to our page. You know, at the end of every episode, we say, you know, you can like us. We are on iTunes, so you can like us and rate us, and I'll read the comments or whatever there, and reviews, as well as you can find me on Twitter at TheAfterDeath. As for everyone else, you can go back to previous episodes and hear where what their, you know, handle is for Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Just, if you have something to say, then say it. Whether it's positive or negative, I enjoy the feedback, and I'm open to any criticism that you may have, as well as any stories or anything where you feel like I've helped you in some sense. This has been episode 17 of Completely Unoriginal. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you kind of walk away feeling something.